from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana police use tear gas to break up third day of street demonstrations. European Union says it's almost ready to announce decision on banana protocol. And Jamaica's reggae boys hoping for a bigger slice of luck against Argentina. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. For the third time in as many days, protesters and police clashed in Georgetown as crowds of Guyanese attempted to stage anti-government demonstrations. Our correspondent Colin Smith witnessed the day's events.
This afternoon, several streets in one part of downtown Georgetown remained strewn with broken bottles, bricks, and pieces of wood. Earlier this afternoon, I also saw one senior police officer with his shirt torn almost completely off and several arrests being made, all the results of skirmishes between the police and protesters. Some business houses were also damaged during today's unrest. The police were kept very busy since, as they broke up the crowd in one area, usually with tear gas, it quickly formed somewhere else. Once again, the protesters were chanting anti-government slogans and calling on them to resign. Some of the scenes were very reminiscent of last January, when widespread rioting and racial attacks took place in Georgetown. The groups of protesters over the last 3 days, however, are much smaller, and there was a notable lack of organization among them. They were, however, forceful and intimidating enough to cause most of the commercial sector to end the day's activities some 5 hours earlier than usual. Yesterday and today, the fire brigade were kept very busy responding to bomb threats which disrupted work in many government offices and some commercial houses. A political scientist told Caribbean Report that the protesters seem to want to frustrate the business sector to the point where the businessmen will pressure the government to come to some kind of compromise with the demonstrators. Colin Smith in Georgetown, Guyana for BBC Caribbean Report.